The Gold Coast Commonwealth Games last year has been talked up as Australia's biggest sporting event in a decade. And it also provided police the opportunity to carry out Australia's biggest ever mass surveillance operation with the use of facial recognition technology. But a report obtained by the ABC says it was rushed and lacked the data to operate effectively. Brazil is another country where facial recognition technology has been used at major public events, and my next guest is the man responsible for that. Matheus Torres is Chief Operating Officer at Staff Security in Rio de Janeiro, and he joins me now. Thank you so much for your time. Matheus, working with government in Brazil, your company trialled facial recognition technology at Carnaval in the city of Salvador. How did that operation work?
Hi, Patricia. Thank you for having me. In Salvador, here in Brazil, we operated with the security offices in Bahia, the state. And their main focus was not to try only our technology, but to try different technologies within a couple of checkpoints that they arranged inside, they call the circuit, the Carnival circuit in Salvador, which are three main roads that are closed to the public so that they can enjoy Carnival. And inside these three circuits, they installed checkpoints, gateways, using a specific structure for cameras. And in those corridors, we installed our technology to try to work with their local database. So that was the main intention of the proof of concept.
Was this about keeping an eye on general festival goers, or were you targeting specific people?
We were targeting specific people. They had a local database focused only on this particular region of the city, and it was a blacklist operation only. We didn't target the general public. We were looking at a sample of about a couple of hundred people within a local police forces database. It was a filter of the whole database. It was not the whole database. It was just a small sample for the Carnival specifically.
What happens to the data and the images of people who walk through your corridor, who you're not trying to catch, you know, the people that you're not targeting?
So FaceWatch works within the compliance of GDPR, the law that is based on the European Union and is being used as a basis for the other countries and for Brazil as well. We already have a law being worked with GDPR, using GDPR. So that means that every person that walks through our camera, which is tagged by the system, if it is outside of our database, if it's somebody that we are not interested in monitoring, is not a subject of interest, we immediately discard that person. And it's not even an image, because I'm talking about an algorithm that is matched within another algorithm. So if you pass in front of one of our cameras, your face is going to be transformed into an algorithm that is compared in a cloud. And if that algorithm matches a similar algorithm in our database, only then we are going to extract an image from our database to do a match with the image live on our feed. So that means each person that is walking in front of our cameras is immediately discarded, and is not possible for us to store any kind of image of a public person that is not within our database.
Was it successful? Did you catch any of the people you were targeting?
Yeah, it was successful. We catch the guy, and he was dressed as a woman. So it was a double success, because it was a criminal, and he was disguised being Carnival, and people doing that. He was disguised as a woman.
In the Queensland Police Service report obtained by the ABC, it said the inability to pass federal and state legislation in time for the Commonwealth Games meant the expected database of 46 million images only held about 8 million images. How crucial is adequate data to this type of operation to ensure that it actually works? Like, what is the threshold of how much you need, of how many of those images you need to make it actually successful?
Yeah, I think it's vital, Patricia, because working with local police forces here in Brazil, what we already learned from this couple of years that we are operating here from scratch is that the main problem with databases here in Brazil, because it's a big country and each state has a different policy with how they withhold images, how they enroll the person inside their system. They have different processes, different systems, different ways of engaging somebody and doing a proper input on our system. So what we learned is that we need to have a filter that is possible to operate with every police station in the same manner. So if you have we call it a wild database that is completely different from each other, you are going to have a different rule of engagement in each case. And that is the main, in my opinion, that is the main issue with facial recognition, because it's difficult to standardize facial recognition in a whole country. And in talking about a big country like Australia, like Brazil, you work with different organizations, different people, and different rules of engagement. So if you have a really large database, you are going to need a really large police force to engage everybody. So here we are dividing to conquer. So we are going in key states here. We are going Rio, São Paulo, Minas, key states to improve the processes that we're doing. We're talking to key people inside the states that know how to do a process that is going to be trickled down to the smallest stages of police enforcement and is going to be something that is, it can be standardized, can be a pattern, can be a default. And we work our ways up. So we have a sponsored battalion, police battalion, that is easier to work and has a great scale and capability and processes. And that becomes a standard to every other one that we try to work with. So we created a main rule and like a gold rule to work within this police forces, that the database has to be verified by one of the users and has to be operated by one of the people from the police forces. We can help, we can train, but it needs to be a process done by them, created together with us and together with the police forces, because when you have a large database like 8 million people, it's difficult to have, in my opinion, it's very difficult to have a proper operation to manage this kind of database. So here in Brazil, we don't talk in the millions, we talk in the 100,000. So it is easier to work and it is easier to break it down with different states and different organizations, different people, because it is pretty wild, the database here. It's different from each state. Here it's always like that. So if we don't create a standard process, a standard rule of engagement, and we work with them to standardize everything, it's going to be really difficult to have a great public security result.
With the Australian examples at the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games, police were accused of scope creep by civil liberties groups. They say it's not about catching those wanting to cause mass murder and mayhem, but people committing ordinary, mundane offences. What do you make of those concerns and that criticism?
I think facial recognition is going to be always, that question with, which is the limit, what is feasible, what we can do, and what it is just unnecessary force. Here in Brazil, what we learned from it, and I think if you are not careful enough, it can be a liability. You can open up areas for the smallest of offenses to be categorized, but we created filters. Our system has different filters for different types of crimes and different kinds of people. So we have a filter that we call unsocial behavior that is for vandals, hooligans, people that don't necessarily have already a warrant, arrest or warrant in place. But are people that are known to disturb peace and whatsoever? Those kind of people, we don't engage, the local forces don't engage, and they usually monitor. It's not somebody that, okay, we have a guy here that last time was disturbing peace, we're going to arrest him right away. They don't do that. They monitor, they see how he is operating, and if it scales up for something serious, then they go and they intervene. But we only intervene with people that already have arrest warrants and are in the different scale of crime, and they are somebody that needs to be stopped. So I think it's going to be an issue, because facial recognition can be used for petty things and small things, for creeping up on people, as you said. So it is going to be a challenge, but we use this kind of categories here to try to help them see that some actions need to be only on watching and monitoring, not doing anything, because you don't have basis to do that with somebody. So.
Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you very much.
Matias Torres is Chief Operating Officer at Staff Security in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And this is RN Drive.